This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Right here, Tom, it's our standing by. We'll take caller 9-844-999 Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a grocery store in Colorado just decided they should move their Tide Pods out of the candy aisle.
Did you see the picture of this? Jesus. Now, here's the worst part about the story. I saw this yesterday. They finally are going to move the Tide Pods out of the candy aisle. And it should be noted, it's not because they keep the stuff close. All of the other cleaning and laundry products, they said, are aisles away. But Tide Pods, the one thing that your kids want to eat for whatever reason, is next to the candy. It's a brilliant, brilliant idea.
I don't know why they're in the candy aisle in the first place.
Well, they're not going to be anymore, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems insane.
Right next to the arsenic. A drug dealer was released from prison in Pennsylvania, then carjacked a woman in the parking lot.
Damn, man.
What do you know? A criminal committed a crime after he was released.
He carjacked a woman in the parking lot of the jail.
That would be what it says, Ted.
What state was that in, Mike?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, who has yet to legalize marijuana and has a number of people incarcerated for that crime.
Right.
So just know that violent offenders are getting out while people who are smoking and selling weed, which is legal in how many states now?
A bunch, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know either. Can't keep up. But either way, that's part of the problem right there.
And they're not carjacking people.
No, they're just smoking weed.
A man's junk could be smaller if he's been overexposed to the chemicals in non-stick frying pans.
Damn it.
I don't know. What?
Well, then I think we're all in it together, man. I mean, most people I know, we have non-stick, so all of our giblets are shriveled up together.
It just, who got the burr in their butt to kind of put that connection together? Let's see, is there a connection here?
A scientist with a small penis who's wondering if that's the one thing, you
know? To figure out why.
Yeah, man, it's not just because I have a small penis, it's because I've been using these pans.
I'd be hung like a goddamn polo pony, but no.
Well, in actuality, my penis is this long, but because I've used these pans.
All he's really done is proven that, yes, indeed, it is your fault.
And in the end, I want a fluffy omelet. I've sacrificed my penis for a fluffy, fluffy, nonstick omelet.
I mean, if you try to cook something in a regular pan, like,
it sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me and my big
cast iron
penis.
Stuff.
That sucks. I mean, yeah, I don't even own a nonstick pan.
Remember a few years ago when a video showed a man peeing on a conveyor belt at a Kellogg's plant in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just pled guilty to tampering with consumer products, and he's facing up to 3 years in prison.
I can't believe it's only 3 years.
For peeing on a bunch of Kellogg stuff?
I mean, it's not like you peed in a bowl of cornflakes, right? I mean, you peed on the conveyor belt at the factory.
Right.
So there's...
He puts the golden in the grams.
I know.
What if his name was Graham?
Thrillist put together a list of 100 best memes of 2018.
Yay!
But I think number one has to be distracted boyfriend meme.
Well, where he's walking down the street with his...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great meme.
Well, you would know better than I would, Ted.
Come on, Mike. We both like memes. You didn't even do any research on this one?
Not at all. Because, to be honest, I don't care which one's the best. I just care about which ones I like most. That's what I'm working on, Ted, is me.
Yeah, I'm addicted to them. I look at them every day.
I'm addicted to memes, bro.
I love them, man.
A study found you drive 175% more aggressively around the holidays. And so does everyone else. So be careful out there.
That's funny. A friend of mine just got a speeding ticket today.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, hey, a comment came in. I think it's worth sharing. We're talking about the clairvoyant event being canceled in Scotland for unforeseen circumstances. It says we had tickets to see a clairvoyant at a casino. We showed up and were greeted by a sign stating that the event had been canceled.
No way.
Turned out the clairvoyant had died.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah.
You think you would have known that?
That's what they said. Wonder if they saw it coming.
I'm just thinking that everybody that actually was clairvoyant just didn't buy a ticket to the event.
Oh, I knew better than that. I knew it would be canceled. Right.
I knew it. You can now get your sandwiches at Subway on garlic bread covered in melted cheese.
That sounds great.
I'm in.
That sounds great. Especially like the meatball stuff, things that make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. all about the meatball sub. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take long.
I mean, are we just admitting now that stoner culture is just running rampant in fast food?
Yes.
I mean, look, I get it, but you're either drunk or stoned when you get home and go, you know what, I'm going to take the garlic bread and make a sandwich out of it.
Oh, you know what? I've always had that in the back of my head. Like the bag garlic bread, you know what I mean? Like
yes.
Pepperidge Farm or whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't experience weed until I met you guys, and I still liked that kind of stuff.
No, you know what, Mike? That's fair. I weighed 360 pounds before I ever smoked weed.
When you say it out loud, you go, okay, maybe he's been around for a while.
But I also just think, I don't know.
I feel like, look, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box was kind of the first to just openly embrace the idea that stoners eat a lot of crap, and we put a lot of crap on our menu, and all of it will appeal to you.
Jack in the Box right behind him.
And now it seems like everyone's kind of falling in line.
Yeah, I mean, Taco Bell was just like, hey, we haven't even entered fourth meal. Like, come here and eat.
Right, fourth meal.
You had three, you still want tacos.
Yeah, two in the morning.
Munchies, exactly.
They're kind of right. You can always fit in a little soft taco.
Yes, you can.
A man in Minnesota is trying to simplify his life by wearing the same outfit every day for an entire year.
That's
just
simplifies
gross.
His life? I feel
what's the
like
outfit?
That would cause more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah, I'll give you three guesses what his outfit was, Ted.
A suit.
Second guess?
Jeans.
That's
third guess?
Superman.
You're wrong. Your third guess should have been that I'm not working on it.
No.
Two women in New York race.
Oh, he's like you. It's khakis. I swear to God, he's wearing like khakis and a button.
No. Oh, damn. Two women in New York raised $12,500, then used it to buy $1.5 million worth of strangers' medical debt.
That's
that is
cool.
Not what I would do.
No, but they raised the money, so I'm guessing that they didn't actually pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. See? There's the trick. Dozens of Amazon workers in New Jersey were hospitalized after a machine poked a hole in a can of bear repellent.
Oh, hey, what's that, bear repellent? Get me out of here. A piece of tail of ham to hold. Give me some pork roll. Put it up to my nose.
Not everybody.
Smells like Long Beach Island in here.
Right. Oh my God. What are we in the city?
What is this, Morristown in Philly or Morristown up north?
A man in Michigan made the heartbreaking decision to take his wife off of life support back in August, but somehow she survived and now she's almost made a full recovery.
Now he's deeply depressed.
I thought it.
Break up with my girlfriend.
I was wrong. All right, gentlemen, it is that time again. Let's have an auction.
All right.
I'm going to read you the story. You guess the number. Border Patrol agents in New York recently seized a ton of counterfeit Nike sneakers that were being shipped in. How many sneakers did they find? Somebody go 1,000 sneakers.
Is that the where we're starting at?
Yeah, that's where we're starting.
All right,
somebody
I'll go
1,000.
I'll go 1,000.
I got miles at 1,000. Somebody go 2,000 now.
I gotta
go
2,000.
I gotta be 2. Thrill of 2, not 3. I gotta go not 3,000 sneakers here. Somebody bet nothing, but I gotta
go
3.
I'm gonna go 5,000 speakers.
Miles goes 5. Now 6. I gotta go now 6,000 sneakers.
I'm gonna go 7,000.
7,000 sneakers with thrill. Ted, you wanna jump in at any point here, bud? 7,000 sneakers. Now 8. I gotta get up 8. 8. I'm gonna bet
8. Damn it! I was gonna say 8.
8,000 sneakers with
11,000.
11,000. 12. I gotta go now. 12,000 sneakers.
11,001.
I gotta 11,001. Not 12. I gotta get that 12,000 sneakers.
I got 12.
Go 12 with 10. Now 13. Last and final go. I got 12 here. Somebody go 13,000 sneakers.
I can't do it.
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Oh, thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is
the Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Ryan, you understand how this here game is played.
Let's do it.
Fantastic. Mike Hawk just covered this, but it bears repeating, because look, I don't eat the cereal, therefore I find it funny. But a Tennessee man faces up to 3 years in prison for urinating on a Kellogg cereal conveyor belt at their Memphis facility. The 49-year-old, now think about that, the 49-year-old pleaded guilty to tampering with consumer products. He was indicted by a grand jury, and keep in mind, he worked at the plant from 2014, but he didn't bother to post the video online of him doing this until 2016. And at that point, it shows him urinating on a conveyor belt. This as cereal is going by. So he's peeing directly on the cereal. as you might imagine, once you post things like this, yeah, law enforcement, they launch an investigation. It involved the FDA. Now, it's unclear what prompted him to pee all over your cornflakes, but they're saying at the time that he peed on the cornflakes, it should be known that the company and the workers' union were involved in a labor dispute. They're not saying that's why, but as best they can tell, that's why he peed on everyone's cornflakes. My question is, do you believe that this serial peer is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
A union worker in Kentucky.
No, Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Oh, Memphis, too. I'm going to have to get some help from my consultants on this one.
I think Memphis is going to be white or black.
I'm leaning black on that one.
Yeah, I mean, Memphis.
Can you imagine a Honey Bunches of O's lady doing that? The one who has the hair and that's like, Honey Bunches of O's.
I was just glad when I found out what the cereal
I squat
was,
over a bat and urinate directly on
I think cornflakes are terrible. If it had been Frosted Flakes, I'd been upset.
Right, or something I want to eat, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing's kind of weird. There's no real clues, right? It's in Tennessee.
It's in Memphis, Tennessee. The guy peed on them in 2014.
Did his buddy film it, or did it was like security footage?
I believe it's point of view. Remember, he posted the video of himself peeing on the cornflake. He posted the video himself. And so the cops are like, is this guy for real? You know, and they investigate.
I don't know why, but I feel like just posting a video of yourself doing something crazy or extreme feels pretty white to me. But it also is Memphis, and it's cornflakes.
Yes.
I feel like white people like cornflakes.
Mm-hmm. It was black, white, Mexi, or Jew, right?
That's correct.
All right, Ryan, what do you think?
I'm going to go black with my final answer.
Okay. All right, Ryan, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We head to Tennessee for Profile This, where a Tennessee man now faces 3 years in jail for a crime that happened a few years back, but now it's just being exposed as he put it up on social media. But either way, he was peeing on the conveyor belt at the place he worked, which was a cereal factory, and he was peeing all over the cornflakes there in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, indeed. But the question we had for you, Ryan, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? In the end, you went black. You are correct, sir.
Okay. So, listen. Congratulations, you win a box of cornflakes.
From 2014. So if you like cornflakes and you ate them in 2014, there's a chance you ate some pea flakes.
Good chance. I didn't eat any. Not from 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big cornflakes guy. No effect. I mean, I'm cool.
I would never pick cornflakes. You know, sometimes you go to like a hotel and they have like the breakfast in the morning and they have the cereal available.
Yeah.
I often get cereal, like Raisin Bran, whatever. Mm-hmm. Never the cornflakes.
Why do you get Raisin Bran, not cornflakes? I mean, it's the same goddamn thing. Just
because it's got raisins in it, dude.
That's why you should avoid it.
All that stuff.
I today out loud said, man, those craisins look good.
You don't like raisins?
No.
Do you consider it a vegetable?
No, it's a dried up little fruit that I think tastes like ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
What do you put on your peanut butter filled celery?
You think I put peanut butter on celery? I put peanut butter with my jelly on bread.
Did you put peanut butter on your finger and then put raisins on it and lick it off?
Negative.
Okay.
I put peanut butter on my finger, but not the raisins.
Now for all TV news of all time, time for all TV time with Tay.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I like that. Put it right on the finger. You don't want all those pesky calories from the celery.
No.
Peanut finger.
That's a James Bond movie waiting to happen.
So Bill Walton, obviously a legendary basketball player.
And dope smoker.
If you watch college basketball, of course, there's always, you know, one of the most famous basketball announcers for college basketball is probably Dookie V.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's always pumped.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I think his shtick may have gotten a little tired by now. But Bill Walton is pretty good just because he's not in there, is he? Just because he says kind of irrelevant. Not irrelevant.
It goes off on tangents, but it's just stream of consciousness. So basically what he does is he kind of just says whatever's on his mind, depending on whatever's going on, and
tries to tie it in one way. I will tell you something.
He literally thinks out loud.
Here's a crazy thing.
He does. He makes the reference points that are amazing, right?
Yeah, he's nuts. He, you know, back in the day when he played, you basically spent your entire career playing for maybe one or two teams. Maybe at the end of your career, you would get traded. But for the most part, the majority of your career was with one team. Like if you're Larry Bird, you're always a Celtic. If you're Irvin Magic Johnson, you're always a Laker. And he was before that era, but kind of a part of it. So Portland was one of those just out in the middle of nowhere towns at the time where, you know, it was far enough away, like Seattle, where you were just out there. But there was a lot of a hippie culture there. He went to UCLA. You know, he went to college in California. He liked to smoke weed. And he was strangely hippie before, you know, I don't know, as far as being a mainstream guy.
Well, it was also, that was the time. Like, so it's cool to, like, people like to do that stuff now, but also, like, the era he's in, like, that's when, like, when you talk hippies, those are real hippies.
Well, okay, so there's this place in Portland called, and if you listen to KGON or you listen to the show from there, you know the place. It's Old Town Pizza. And Old Town Pizza is down by the original Voodoo Donut. And Bill Walton used to go there all the time because he could just house pizza. At the time, Bill Walton was, he probably still is, a vegetarian. Because that's just how he rolled, right? So basically, they kind of give Bill Walton the credit for being the first person to come up with a strictly veggie pizza. He would go in there and like, put artichokes on
Thanks,
it, man.
Thanks, Bill.
Put, you know, whatever.
Load it up.
Load it up, man. And so, like, this pizza's been on the menu since, like, 1972 or whenever the hell he started playing there.
Right.
And it's been, and, like, they seriously believe that might be the first time for, like, a vegetarian pizza to be on the menu because he kind of just came up with, like, just, I don't want any meat, just throw as many vegetables on there as possible.
Yeah, because in the old days, you just got, like, there was, like, pepperoni, sausage, cheese. Pepperoni, sausage. Right, and the other option was just cheese.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the veggie pizza. So, anyhow, Bill Walton was calling a game between, I want to say, University of Washington and Gonzaga. It's in the Northwest, and it's near Idaho, and he had a specific callback.
By the way, just to clarify, the reason they called that foul on Dickerson is that Noel gets the basket, as they said, an excessive wide base. That the base was too wide outside the shoulder. So that's why they called it on Dickerson, because you can't get around that.
Was it right next to Idaho? Wasn't it Larry Craig who had the wide stance?
So that's a great reference.
Right, Larry Craig, I was telling young Mike Hawk, Larry Craig was the senator from Idaho who oftentimes...
Very conservative,
anti-gay, and then, of course, got caught soliciting
male prostitutes
in an airport bathroom by... So what we found out is there's a way to tap your toes in a stall to kind of say to the guy next to you, I guess, in an airport, like, you want a boogie? But his whole thing was he just had a wide stance. And this was like, what 11 years ago?
That's what he claimed when they asked him, oh, I just have an unusually wide stance.
But I mean, I got to tell, like, people forget, right? Like, hey, Mr. Craig, just go be gay. Nobody cares.
Oh, is that the egg? Is it
But
back?
When that happened, man, I remember me and my brother, just every time he went to the bathroom, it was like, don't have a wide stance. Right. I mean, not in a serious thing, but just.
Wow.
Is it that bad?
Yeah.
I got it right here.
All right.
Sweet.
J.R. Watkins, room freshener.
By the way, go to the Men's Room Facebook page. There's a whole story there with Bill Walton. He's got a bunch of crazy, funny quotes, too, man, that are pretty good. That's the other thing I like about Bill Walton.
Build the wall.
Is during the game, he'll just blatantly tell you a story that just about the culture of the city or wherever he's at.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you'll see him, weed from a transvestite hooker behind a dumpster in this town.
And if you're ever in a dead show and you look in the crowd, there's one guy who's like two heads higher than everybody else. It's probably Bill Walton because he goes and follows him all the time.
I was going to say, like, some of the clips on the on that article on the Facebook page, like, there's one where there's like this crazy crowd behind him. He's like, I feel like I'm at a dead show. All right, Bill, get it. Did you guys ever watch Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV?
Every once in a while, sure.
So it was pretty funny, right?
That was the claymation thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So MTV said they're bringing it back. Obviously, it's a claymation series, like you said, where celebrities wrestle each other. Ice Cube is on board to be the host. That's pretty cool. The original show ran between 98 and 2007. Entertainment Weekly said there's a few current celebrity matchups they'd like to see. So here's some of the ones they came up with. Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj.
All right. Right, they got their beef about whatever.
President Trump versus Kim Jong-un.
Should be Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't attack Kim Jong-un. He should be
No, but it's just fun.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so just for jokes.
Don't overthink it.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg versus Roseanne. And then I like this one. Taylor Swift versus Kim Kardashian.
Okay. Who do you think would win in that fight?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest supporter of her, but I think Swifty.
You think so?
I do.
What do you think? She's quick or, like, I don't know. I feel like
she's quick, she's fast. And, like, Kim Kardashian, like,
I don't believe that.
Kim Kardashian runs with a crowd, like, seems like runs with a, like, maybe a tougher crowd. But Taylor Swift is in, like, great shape. And I just feel like she seems very nice to people. But deep side, there's some rage.
Did you see
when Kardashian touches her, man, it's going to unleash.
You saw the video of the woman who was pushing that guy around the McDonald's?
Yeah.
Just housing him? See, I think the Kardashian, with her leg strength and her ass strength, and just basically...
She is physically bigger.
Like, I mean, like Taylor Swift is built very well. It's just the fact that I think there's a weight...
Yeah, but she's got those bony-ass fingers, man. And if they connect with your jaw, like, it's just different.
All right. And I just think Kim Kardashian is just a very fake person. So I think she would talk a lot of trash and everything, but it's like, sorry.
I'm talking trash.
Yeah, like I just really think Swifty would just unleash on her.
And I'm going to whip your ass.
And Taylor Swift, I bet, is one of those people, like, we never know, but she does, like, kickboxing all the time or something.
Right. Probably a black belt that you didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. She'd be one of those kind of chicks. Plus, it's claymation, so you can watch these people fight, and it's fine, because it's claymation.
But deep down, don't you wish it wasn't?
Yeah. You know what?
I mean, honestly, they say, hey, man, no, for real, Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian are going to fight. I'm like, cool, I'll watch.
Yeah, like if they said this year at the Emmys, halfway through, Taylor Swift and Kardashian are going to fight. Like, I'm watching the Emmys.
Hell yeah.
Right? I'm staying through. Right? Yeah, I mean, give me a 20-minute commercial break. I'm in. I got to see this fight.
I'm always trying to figure out, what do we do to get higher ratings? Why don't you have a real celebrity fight?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'd be all over it.
That's the problem. The celebrity matchups are always people kind of... Like, we need A-list celebrities.
Right. Right. I don't care if Screech fights Todd Bridges. I want to see George Clooney take on Will Ferrell.
I want to see all the short people in Hollywood battle it out.
You mean people in Hollywood?
Yeah, like, you know, Rocky Balboa takes on Arnold.
Ooh. Hmm.
That would be kind of cool. I don't, yeah. Let's see. Jimmy Fallon always does pretty funny, and here he is with some thank you notes.
Thank you, Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting, for being the only time it's acceptable to hear your parents say, it's lit. Thank you. I think your part is pretty lit. Thank you, ice skating, for being a fun way to test my balance while having knives strapped to my feet.
I'm scared to go ice skating again.
Yep.
Thank you, family holiday photos, for being a great way to show your friends what it looked like if you joined a cult. Thank you, engraved Christmas gifts, for really narrowing down who I can re-gift them to.
S.T.
Initials.
Scott. Do I know a Scott Thompson? Yeah.
Thank you, Christmas stockings, for making me wonder what kind of weird troll-footed person would ever wear you. Thank you, extra forks in my takeout delivery bag, for reminding me that even though it's just for me, I've ordered enough Chinese food to feed a family of six. Thank you. A box of Christmas decorations. I'll cherish you all season long. Then you're getting shoved right back in the attic behind the Halloween crap. There you guys have it. Those are my thank you notes.
Why is it we do that with all Asian cuisine? Like Chinese food, Thai food?
You mean just order way more than we're ever going to eat?
Too much. Like all at the time.
Home. You know why? Because I feel like those are some of the food you order that is very, very unlikely that you're going to try at home, right? Like, this is, if you're going to order Chinese food, like, look, man, you're not going to make dumplings at home. You're not going to make crab rangoon. You're not going to make Mongolian beef.
Yeah, but
just
see, here's
order
the thing.
All
we
of it.
Can't just get crab rangoon because we also need to get the egg rolls or the dumplings.
That's what so I'm
already
starting. Because you don't make them at home.
With three appetizers. And then maybe someone wants fried rice. Well, fried rice isn't necessarily a meal because I'm going to put my general.
I'll drop my other stuff
in. Right? And then there's maybe some lo mein, if you can find that. Got on the West Coast. I'd love to find some lo mein.
You guys remember my buddy DB.
Yeah.
And when we lived together,
When we lived together.
But also, you can bring it in the next day. You can keep eating Chinese food. It's not going to go to waste.
So that was DB's thing, right?
he would order a massive amount, and I swear to God, he would eat like a couple bites and then just be like, all right, putting it in the fridge.
Nope.
And then he'd go back and eat it, but...
But how awesome was that for you? Because to me, if it's a roommate, like, you're putting your Chinese in the fridge.
Chinese food is one of the best
generally
foods
order,
you can reheat.
We'd order it together. He would put his away, and I'd finish mine.
Yeah.
And then I'd finish his, too. Like,
yeah, damn right. Real quick, I'll tell that one story I've told before. But, you know, the old school Chinese food container.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this party. I've been living in this row house all summer. It's the fall. All the dudes are back. So now I'm into the basement where people have died, sleeping in that room. So I got all wasted. And the next day I go, hey, Scott, sorry, man. I ate your Chinese food. And he's like, it's okay. That was from the spring semester.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Probably just fine.
Right?
You didn't even know this.
I didn't. I drowned in soy.
You see, like I told you, it's good for leftovers.
It is good for leftovers. Let's see. Streaming services. You know, one of the good things about streaming services, generally not as many commercials.
Right.
But obviously, they've got to make some... look, you got to have commercials on TV and stuff. So now with streaming, they're basically like, whenever you pause something to grab some chips or go to the bathroom, they're going to sneak in some commercials. They're not... Probably not talking about 30 or 60-second ads, just something quick that can catch your eye very quickly. Basically, they just... It's kind of like, you ever go watch a video on like YouTube or something, and sometimes you'll just have like that 6 or 7 second yep. like quick commercial. So it'll just be like that. If you pause it, by the time you come back from the bathroom, you got to do it again.
But honest to God, you know, people, I hate commercials. And like, it's not so much that you hate commercials as much as you don't like your primary source of entertainment being interrupted. But if you make a decent commercial, then nobody cares.
Yeah, I was watching a pretty good football game, and right near a critical play, and I can't remember what the deal was, is like the screen froze. And then it shades to like a gray black, and then there's a thing that pops up and goes, are you still watching? And I wanted to say no, because you shut the damn thing off. You know, I'm not, because I just missed that play, because you shut it off. So no, I'm not still watching.
Well, it's like Dr. Pepper, right?
Okay.
Like I think that Fansville stuff, those ads they've been running all year during college football, right? They're great. You got Eddie George in there. They had one with the Boz. Right,
you don't mind watching them because you're still entertained.
Yeah, what do you say? That's my burger flipping hand, Doc?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're just stupid enough.
No, it's like, she says it's his burger flipping hand.
Oh, yeah, right. Or like Geico, right? They figured it out.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you use the insurance or not, but damn, I love that Gecko.
Ooh.
Even State Farm.
Have you pooped since that elevator experience?
I have not, man. I have not. I have not pooped all day.
I hope no one got on the elevator.
And I really should have pooped earlier in the show, but then I just held it. Now it's just kind of a challenge.
I'm on number 6.
Everybody poops.
Damn. Everybody poops sometimes.
Kevin Hart is hosting the Oscars, and obviously everybody's got jokes about that. Here's one from The Daily Show.
The Academy Awards announced Kevin Hart will host the 2019 Oscars. He's making Oscars history. First black man to host the Oscars who's the same size as the trophy.
I mean, every late night. That was just the one I picked. Every late night show took a shot at his height with the Oscars.
Look, man, I was reading something to Miles, and we know notoriously most actors in Hollywood are short, right? And so I'm reading through all these different, you know, Tom Cruise, Sylvester Stallone, all the regular names you expect, and it's anywhere from like 5'6 to 5'9 was kind of the tallest, right?
All right.
But a lot of my actions are blah, blah, blah. And Kevin Hart's always made up for being tiny, and I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, everyone makes fun of him for being tiny. These people are like he's 5'2. So even in Hollywood, where people are short, he is still short among them.
Yeah, as I say, he's noticeably shorter than a lot of people.
Danny DeVito, 5 feet.
No kidding.
He's 5 feet tall. Kevin Hart was 5'2". Everyone else I read was taller. But, like I said, 5'3 to 5'9".
Doesn't stop his game.
I still think, Kevin Hart, I mean, he's a hustler. And he came out and said, look, this has been a dream of mine. I always want to do it. How about Danny DeVito? I don't know if anybody revitalized a career as great as he did with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He finally got the perfect role for himself.
Yeah.
I feel like he did Ed O'Neill, former Married with Children, now Modern Family. Like, this is the role for you now that you're up there in age, right?
Yeah, but I think with Ed O'Neill, I guess you're right, Married with Children. But, I mean, Taxi was just...
It was massive.
But it was a long time ago. You know what I mean?
Yes, it was.
Ed O'Neill was in Taxi?
No, Danny DeVito.
Saying, like, Danny DeVito did some movies and stuff, but, like...
Stop, or Throw Mama Off the Train. Which one was he in?
He was in Throw Mama from the Train. Twins,
yeah. That was a good, man, as a child, I love that movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's a good movie when you're a kid.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, for him to come back and do It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like, I mean, that's two generations removed from his heyday.
But it's weird, too, because he's also one of those guys, kind of like Christopher Lloyd from Taxi, and then Doc in Back to the Future, and now this dude has his hands in more network TV shows than you could believe.
Yeah, that's funny. I never think about him being from Taxi.
I don't know. I mean, that's how I know.
Mary Lou Henner?
Natowski. Mary Lou Henner. But what has she done?
I don't know. I was just trying to think who was on that show.
Tony Danza.
For sure.
But he's always just kind of been around.
Yeah.
Tony Danza's Tony Danza, and every role he plays someone named Tony.
Hey, Tony Danza.
Was this Bear Spray?
You might know me as Tony, or from that other show as Tony.
I can't really answer anything unless you call me Tony. I'm just not listening.
Do you guys know what Kurt Russell has been up to?
Kurt Russell.
Yes, I do. I know that he has because we got an email from a listener. It's like, you got to watch this Christmas movie. Apparently he did a Christmas movie. It was on TV and people love it. Is that the thing?
Yeah, Kurt Russell is in a Netflix Christmas movie called The Christmas Chronicles. The movie amassed 20 million viewers in the first week.
It must have been good.
Damn.
The movie must be good because people are talking about it and watching it. So it's not a piece of crap. It's not about just the holidays. It must be good.
Yeah, well, they say, like, basically, like, that would be like a $200 million opening weekend if everybody went. Wow. But on the same token.
What is it about? Do we know?
The Christmas Chronicles obviously are about Santa and chronicling Christmas and what he's doing. I don't know. Okay. All right, I don't know. It's not in this article.
You haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it.
Either.
You know what? We should look that up.
Or watch it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Utah man arrested after hammering an ice pick into his roommate's twig and berries. Meanwhile, a Florida man is arrested and tells cops world's dumbest criminal is the card that he carries. Dad makes daughter walk to school after she was kicked off the bus. A teacher who lost her mind and started cutting off kids' hair has caused quite the fuss. And Amazon employees learn about the effectiveness of bear spray. It is time to headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We had an auction earlier on the show where I asked you all to guess how many counterfeit Nike sneakers were seized in New York by Border Patrol agents.
That
Miles,
is correct.
Miles finished his bid at 11,001 sneakers. Thrill bid 8,000, and Ted came in with 12,000.
Okay. 12 G's.
The total amount of sneakers that were seized at the border was 9,000 sneakers, making Thrill our winning bidder today.
All right.
I wonder how long. I wonder if anybody could tell. I mean, like, of course you've seen people, like, selling knockoff stuff, maybe, if you're in a big city. But that, of course, that's kind of, they've kind of come down on that.
What were Mike's? No, Mikey's.
Yeah, I'm like, I wonder how close they are. I mean, if you wear Nikes, you would probably be able to put them on and go, like, this is not right.
Right.
Because, I mean, they're a comfortable shoe. They're well built.
Yeah.
You think you could do it?
The problem is they don't last as long. What were they, Jordans?
That far I'm not wearing them.
But they're... There's a lot of people that wear counterfeit stuff.
Okay.
Knowingly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Says that they thought something looked off about the shoes and submitted images to the CBP's Apparel, Footwear, and Textile Center for excellent and expertise for the agency's trading.
It's a big issue in, like, sneakerhead communities.
Interesting.
Because you go to, like, these shows and stuff, and people bring in... Sometimes people don't even know they bought a fake pair.
I've heard that before. So yeah. It is such a massive
industry. So it is that good of a copy.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, it's New York City, right? Canal Street is famous because you go down there and you buy knockoff stuff.
Ooh, I like your gooky watch.
Yeah.
Gooky watch.
What time is it?
I have no idea. In other news, you'll never guess where this next story comes from.
Florida!
A man wheeled a shopping cart out of a local Walmart with a lawnmower, a weed trimmer, and a $400 bill that he hadn't paid.
Mm.
The man drove off with the stolen items and was pulled over and arrested by police. He said that he stole the items to pay for his medications and dubbed himself the world's dumbest criminal.
He dubbed himself that?
Yes, he did.
I almost feel bad. Like, hey, man, I'll be honest with you. You're not the dumbest. You're not good at it.
Sure.
But trust me, you're not the dumbest. You're the dumbest if you get away with this and then post on Facebook with a video saying, look what I stole. That's where the real competition
is. What I was thinking. You didn't actually tell anybody that you did this until after you got caught.
Yeah, you weren't successful, but it's okay. Try again.
He just walked out of the store with this stuff. Man, I have walked through those gates with stuff that I paid for, and that stupid alarm still goes off.
Man, I hate that. I feel like it's a setup.
Right? Just take off running next time. Run as fast as you can in your car. See what happens. A little social experiment on the holiday
shopping.
I will
be shot.
Do employees ever listen to that thing, like, for real, or is it just like a car alarm where it goes up, it's like, oh, what's malfunctioning now?
My grocery store.
store, I hear that thing go off a lot.
Yeah, but does anybody actually look up in concern?
No.
No.
No, there's nobody there.
I had one go off, like, I was shopping with my mom, and one went off. And I was like,
Did you point at your mom?
Well, it was funny. I said, don't sweat it. Let's keep going. And she's like, I'm going to check my jacket because I'll never get it off. And it was still on. But nobody came over. The alarm went off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's just take him down and quit annoying me. Let's go to Ohio, where a father's video has gone viral. His daughter had been sent home and suspended for the second time this year for bullying, so he decided to teach her a lesson. In 36-degree weather, the father forced his daughter to walk to the school 5 miles away for 3 days in a row.
Well, she walked a portion, then the next day she walked another couple miles. Right. He made her walk the full way, but right, just in stages.
Over the 3 days.
Yeah, correct.
He filmed the punishment and put it up on Facebook for all to see. Most supported the punishment, but some didn't seem to get the idea and commented, quote, humiliating her by putting her on Facebook, being punished. Irony.
Well, look, man,
it's kind of the entire point of what he did.
She's being a bully to other kids to the point where they kicked her off the bus not once and they warned her, but twice.
Right.
It's called parenting.
She's 10 years old, man.
Right. And again, he's showing her what it feels like to be bullied by bullying his daughter.
Right. That's kind of the point.
Right.
We'll let those people figure it out. It's like we'll wait for you.
The kids have pulled the egg and flour thing over in England. Exactly. And they're like, oh, no, now people are coming after our kids and saying mean things. It's like, well, you did that to an adult who wasn't in a very good mental state of mind. So
there was one parent. There was one parent that said, oh, don't worry about my kid.
That's like, right.
His life has gone to hell.
I'm going
to
beat the living hell out of him. Absolutely.
No one's mad at that dude. You go, okay.
I'll take care of this.
I got what he had coming. That's right. A teacher in California was arrested on suspicion of child endangerment after she lost her mind during class. An Instagram video shows the teacher chopping off the hair of her students while giving a loud rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
She really did lose her mind.
Holy she did.
Cow.
She went through a mental episode or something has happened there.
Yes.
The students and faculty say this is out of character for her, but she was still arrested and she was still suspended for a couple weeks.
We assume it's out of character because if it were in character, you wouldn't have hired her.
If she snaps back, then maybe she can come back to work, but until they clear her, I mean, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want my kid around her.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if you can go back.
I don't know if you can go back. Yeah,
I think your time is done here.
She did, if I remember the story correctly, she did have a couple episodes. I don't know if I should call them episodes, but she did have certain situations where she was reprimanded for it. So she was already kind of teetering, and then this full-out just breakout. I mean, she's grabbing people by the hair, grabbing them by the hair.
She was.
Forcing them back in the chair.
And cutting the hair.
Can you imagine saying you're not done yet? Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, if my kid got, I'd be like, I'm going to handle this teacher. Don't you, not pressing charges.
Right. And you can always look at a mugshot, look at someone's eyes, and go, oh, man, nobody's home.
Precisely.
You know what I mean? The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Look at that.
I don't know if her lights are on, bro.
I don't even
think
they were.
Tell me that is a well-put-together individual right there. That is somebody who straight up lost her mind.
Yeah. Back to your hairdresser comment. Apparently, she wants to be one.
Yeah, no kidding. Lesson learned.
Gotta love it. An airline worker in Kansas City managed to have a rather interesting day at work, which you won't know because that's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is up.
I really want to know too, Mike. Golly. I will see you next time for the Return of Bad Jokes, Ted versus the FCC, and we will drink and toast yet again with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.